Mary GM Auto Mall on the east side of FedEx. USA Schools, Think USA. Siebling Family Medicine, people you trust, caring for people you love. Countryside Sales and Service. Stacks Market of Owendale, BathQuest, remodeling bathrooms since 1989. Tri-County Realty, our favorite word, is sold. Sailor and Internet services for us broadcasts are provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Well, Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your broadcast tonight. And tonight marks the 10th broadcast. And for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 10th overall. Let's start that again. And the second time for the USA Patriots. This also marks the second meeting for Bad Axe and USA this season. I'll go ahead and state the obvious. It's safe to say there aren't too many surprises left between these two squads.
You know, Clark, statistically, they're mirror images of each other. This is the classic case of the irresistible force and the immovable object.
The first time around, Bad Axe brought their A game as well as their fan base to the area of Unionville and Seawing. 28 days ago on January 29th, the final score found the Hatchets on top by 11 points, 54-43. That is the only loss USA has suffered in divisional play.
Two players for USA in that game, they were in double figures. Bad Axe topped them by having three players in double figures. Now, both shoot for high percentages, both inside and outside the arc. Like I've already mentioned, they are mirror images of each other, and I expect a close game.
For the Hatchets, it's perhaps one of the most talked about and chronicled storylines of the year. 17 games and 17 wins for Bad Axe so far. With a win tonight, it would clinch the Greater Thumb West title for themselves, something that has never been done in back-to-back years in the history of the Blue and Gold.
You know, this has been a great story for the area, the community, school, parents, players, or anyone that really has an allegiance to the Bad Axe Hatchets, alumni as well. I really feel fortunate to be here in this gym as an observer looking at this sea of faces that are right now, it's jam-packed gym, celebrating the girls and their senior night moment.
After tonight, the MHSA tournament is on the horizon. We will have all the latest news and talk on this weekend's edition of The Baseline. Join Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune as we discuss the final week of the regular season. It's called The Baseline this Sunday at 7 p.m. and will run through the remainder of the basketball season on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
I know I can speak for Paul Adams when we're saying, you know, we look forward to talking hoops on Sunday. And so please join us. We're going to go ahead and break down the last week and also the tourney that's coming up.
Keep it locked on. Sports Radio 102.1, your hardwood home for high school hoops. USA on the road in Bad Axe on senior night on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get reliable, efficient heat when you need it with a Train Gas Furnace from Kundinger & Kroll. Kundinger & Kroll carries built-to-last Train Gas Furnaces, the choice for today's modern homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable-speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger & Kroll has you covered. Train furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883-2770 to find out more about a Train furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a train.
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a two-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network on Senior Night in Bad Axe, Michigan, an absolutely packed gymnasium on both sides of the ball. And we have a little bit of extra time laying out for us tonight, and let's go through those seniors that will be playing their last game here in Bad Axe tonight. First, it was a doubleheader for the girls and the boys. Let's take you through the Bad Axe girls varsity. Number 10, Caitlin Kasiba. Number 11, Kayla Essenmacher. Number 12, LaKeisha Ridner. Number 24, Natalie Brialt. Number 32, Jill Wishlager. Number 40, Samantha Rogers. And number 44, Destiny Reese. For the Bad Axe boys varsity, there are six of them. Four of those are seniors. Number 2, Buddy McLeod. Number 5, John Messing. Number 12, Tommy Morneau. Number 25, Mason Krug. Number 31, Daniel Fucinari. And number 35, Andrew Sutton. Of course, I said six seniors, four of them are starters for tonight, just to clarify. John, first thoughts from tonight.
The Bad Axe Hatchets have a lot of support right now. I'm just looking at the stands, and you know how usually on a parents' night or on a senior night, all of the fans in the stands are usually down on the floor celebrating their child's accomplishments and in their endeavor. But right now we've got a sea of faces that are not on the floor right now, and that just kind of shows you the support that this school has for its not only its team, but its seniors on tonight.
And also, one classy thing that Bad Axe did here is actually they introduced the seniors for USA as well.
Exactly.
That's the first time I've seen that.
I've never seen it before. It was, yeah, like you said, it was a very classy move. Maybe most schools will start to adopt the same thing.
Well, the USA Patriots are 13-4 overall. Their best win is at Vassar with a 45-39 victory. Their worst loss would have to be at Ubley when they were stunned 73-67. USA is 7-1 in the Greater Thumb West, in second place, one game behind Bad Axe, their only loss in divisional play. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth, 20 years at the helm. Steve Bone as his trusty assistant, of course. Going by the numbers, the Patriots score on average 58 points a game, the second most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. On defense, USA allows 49.3 points. So through 17 games, USA has an average victory of 8.7 points. Of the four losses on the season, Team USA has had three of them away from home, but winning six on the road to boot. 56.8 points of offense and 53.3 on defense gives the Patriots a 3.5-point victory margin of victory entering tonight. In Greater Thumb West play, USA has only one loss to Bad Axe, and that was at USA. The Patriots have accrued four wins
in all four road divisional games they have played in, 55.5 to 48.5, plus 7 for USA in Greater Thumb West play. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside.